Chef Zay, Ken, we would 1,000% be vomiting if Shador was doing this in Pittsburgh. Yep. Dennis believes we're both right. Not Dennis 6969. This is D. Wells 90. I don't know what Dennis 6969 says right now. Maybe he's tweeting to you, Tone. I might have blocked him. Jim Correo. Conspiracy theories now? LOL, you're sounding more like Peterlin every day, man. IDK. I don't think 2.5 quarters of good play by Sanders is making teams like New Orleans, the Giants, Seattle regret passing on him. I'm thinking it'll take more than that. Yes, of course it'll take more than that. I never said that the Ursay daughters are marching Chris Ballard into their office right now. But if he goes out and he has a good season, they're going to be freaking out going, why did you pass on him over and over again? Why did you do this? Now, if he goes out there and he sucks up the room, yeah, then it'll be typical sorry Browns. But, the Browns are in a tough spot here. You know, the Browns, it's amazing to me. It really is, Tone. They take him in the fifth round. Then they're being told they're holding him hostage. Trying to bring him along the right way, but nobody trusts the guys bringing him along. Okay. He plays well on Friday. Okay, how good is good? Like I said, he played great on Friday. Ken, really great. And now we're doing that.
Somebody gave us Warren Sharp, and they had the most efficient quarterbacks preseason week one, and Sanders was 49th. Yeah.
Okay, great. So Warren
Out of
Sharp.
70.
All right, I got that. So
does that account for throwing in windows that have three people standing outside of
it? Apparently not.
That's what I care about.
Apparently that wasn't good enough.
If the Browns... If he plays well for the Browns in a preseason game, yes, it's just one preseason game. I am so abundantly aware that it was one preseason game and that another one is coming up on Saturday on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. If he plays well in one preseason game for the Browns, you see, it's you guys need to relax. You're so desperate. You want a quarterback. It's just one preseason game. If he plays well for anybody else, especially the Steelers. You don't think Pony would be sitting here hooting and hollering later on around the AFC North, and everybody in the world be sitting there going, man, fate tried to dump that quarterback in your lap how many times over and you passed on him? Instead, you guys took Dylan Gabriel. How's he doing? Oh, he couldn't even play because he has a hamstring issue. Oh, Dylan Gabriel, the 5'9 quarterback, the guy that nobody else thinks is a quality quarterback, the guy that Daryl and Zach and everybody, except Lance Risland's been kind of nice to him, but everybody else has been ripping. You guys took Dylan Gabriel instead of this guy. Okay, enjoy the next 15 years. Enjoy the next 15 years. You don't think people would be saying that?
I think this really has to do, because your first tweet, you read the tweet again about what Chef we would Zay? Be doing in Pittsburgh.
He said it'd be 1,000% be vomiting if Shador was doing this in Pittsburgh.
I think that is from Shador Sanders fans. I think there is a huge faction in Cleveland that do not like Shador Sanders, because I'm getting, when we reacted the way we did, I had so many people bashing both of us that were Cleveland fans, that were Browns fans, saying, what are you guys, have you guys, you're going to do this again? You did it for this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy,
and
you're going to
do it
again.
One.
I think it has to do with whether or not you were a Shador fan coming in, and let's not act like he wasn't a polarizing
figure. He is a polarizing figure.
In fact, that's what I like about him. I love how polarizing he is.
Well, I'll tell the people who don't like him or were upset with, first off, with Super Bowl, Super Browns, guess what? If he sucks up the room, I'll do it for the next guy. I'll do it for Drew Aller.
Yeah.
Until we find our way out
bit.
Of this hell.
I mean, that's our bet.
Well, yeah, but I do. I desperately want to find a quarterback. So I'm going to, it's going to happen.
I mean, we did it when Joe Flacco re-signed here.
You understand the guys that we
I
did Super Bowl, Super
knew
Browns?
What that was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, good God. Oh, exactly, Owen. Keith, hello. It's our boss. Hello,
hey,
Keith.
I apologize. I'm a little out of breath. I just finished a workout. But do you guys have any of those hour-old hot dogs in there? Because I would be starving to have one
They're
when
not,
I get in.
You're going to get – that was our boss talking, not us. You're going to get
the
us
the next
out of
show,
trouble.
Heads up. I think they polished those off in record time.
He microwaved that thing, Tone. You weren't there, and he held it up like a kid on his sixth birthday holding up a new present. I
we're
swear
doing
to
the
God.
999 challenge.
Hopefully he took the foil off. That'll hurt the filling.
During the show.
Go there ahead. Could have been six more there, and they all would have been gone by 11 o'clock. Just a heads up, guys. By the way, you guys are the unofficial Steelers talk show on this station. So you are full of it if you don't think that if Will Howard went out and balled out in, two preseason games that he was going to play in, and the Browns rookies didn't show up or weren't up to expectations, you guys would be leading the charge on how the Browns missed out on Will Howard. You spent 2 to 3 months leading up to the draft saying that he was this guy that you wanted – because of his maturity, because of what he showed in the playoffs and in the last couple runs to the college football playoffs
still
in
like
the national championship. Mm-hmm. You would have been leading the charge on that, as well as fans around here blaming the organization for passing on a guy right down the road.
So you agree with me?
Wait, you're lumping both of us together.
Ken, like, why am I?
Wow. Yeah, I don't see
leading this charge.
Yeah, I mean, Ken would not
be
doing
leading
that.
The charge.
It depends. If Filippone,
no, it doesn't depend.
If Filippone would be going nuts, Ken would be rolling his eyes. You know that. Ken's not gonna sit there and give the Steelers credit.
I cannot believe it.
Well, then Ken would be a hypocrite for the sixth time in the last 6 months he said leading up to the draft that Will Howard was the guy that he wanted.
I like Will Howard.
Howard. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, so you would be a hypocrite if you didn't say that you valued what he did in the preseason if he went out and balled out.
Did you like Will more than Shador?
I can't believe that
Will went in the
this
sixth
guy.
Round, by the way. They had every chance to pick him. They had, what, 6 or 7 picks to pick the guy, and they didn't. So were the scenario, everybody would be talking about it.
Hell is frozen over.
Giving an Ohio State quarterback credit.
Now,
I just don't see that happen.
Now you're just, that's garbage, because you know I like Justin Fields. You and I both stump for Justin Fields.
They don't send big packages to his house to sit in his garage.
It is Lima grasping at straws now, because I like Justin Fields coming out.
I think we
but
both
I like
are
Justin
be
Fields
wrong
coming
on
out.
Justin
I'm sorry,
Fields.
Guys. I got to pick myself up off the floor. Keith, you know it's a bad argument when Keith agrees with me. Keith hates to agree with me.
I'm just trying to picture Ken allowing Steeler fans to have excitement about a preseason game with a new quarterback. I can't see Ken doing that.
But
I can't even conjure it up in my mind.
I didn't deny that you were right. I said you are 100% correct, but I know that you would go, Kenny, and you would prey on my fear, and then I would eventually get worked into a shoot, and then I'd be sitting there freaking out.
I haven't been that way the last few years with the Steelers, though. I have not been giving them a lot of credit for much of anything. And I know they were way better than us last year, again. But I'm maybe one of these doomers with the Steelers.
Yeah, but it's not hard to be better than 3-14.
That's true.